welcome, ladies, jelly spoons, and all other gravy soiled utensils. My name is Hova. Welcome to the podcast that we are now in, which of therefore for me to now record with my friends and co-hosts that go by the names of...
I'm Andrew.
I'm Franklin, and this is the gravy. The gravy, not a gravy. It's the gravy. It's like the stuff, but it's the gravy.
Wheels podcast.
This is the bucket of gravy.
Wow. Speaking of which, I've got a really quick topic here. This is a meow mix layers.
I don't know how many times you're going to have to hold shit up to the camera and have broadcast destroy it to learn that you can't really do that. This one time being the exception where I can actually see what it is.
That looks so terrible.
Okay.
Is that like cat flan?
You know what?
Like Jello.
Right?
Like Jello pudding.
Okay, but here's what it says on the motherfucking label. Meow mix, tasty layers, swirled pate, chicken and turkey recipe. Then it's underlined and says stuffed with real chicken. So is the turkey not real?
That's a good question.
They put an emphasis on the chicken being real, but they say nothing.
But nothing about the turkey.
Nothing about the turkey. And then your number two ingredient on this shit, it's chicken broth, tuna, then turkey, then modified tapioca starch, natural flavors, blah, 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 blah. So the fucking...
They don't say nothing about tuna in the title. Shit. That's fucked.
It's probably fake tuna, too, fucking Subway.
It's probably three.
Chicken is the first ingredient?
Huh?
Is chicken the first ingredient on the ingredients?
Yeah.
So it's primarily chicken, but then you have to analyze what is chicken, because that could be anything from the that could literally just be bone meal. You know what I mean?
They clip the talons off, and then that's just that they grind it up.
Fuck yeah! I hope
it's just
that's all I want.
Beaks and toenails,
gizzards, and all the goods.
Do you guys get down on some livers and gizzards?
Yeah, I'll fuck up some livers.
I will in the right circumstances at the right place. I don't trust him just anywhere. It's not somebody I'm gonna. You know, I'm not gonna sit down in some like new place and be like, "Yeah, give me the gizzards." You know, I don't know. I gotta know. I have to have a pretty good feeling that it's a trustworthy spot.
I'll eat them.
You know the old.
I'll eat them from anywhere. I'll eat fucking livers and gizzards from a goddamn gas station, and I have.
I don't know why, because it's not even like. I mean, it's technically. I don't know. It's just one of those things. Like if you're in a restaurant. And the floor is dirty where you're eating, or you like go to the bathroom and there's like in the corners and shit, there's just years of gunked up stuff. If it looks bad in the public eye, you know the kitchen's worse. We all know this, having worked in the food industry, or at least there's a heavy chance of it being that way. So yeah, I tend to trust seafood and things on the menu that don't sell as quickly as burgers and chicken breasts and normal cuts of meat. The gizzards and stuff are going to sit in their own juices for a while. Possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a pre-breaded frozen item. I don't know. These are all questions that we have.
I want to apologize to you guys for this situation that's going on, because I woke up this morning with a migraine. And when I have a migraine and I wake up, the way that I deal with it is I take a bunch of Excedrin, which has a bunch of caffeine in it, drink a bunch of coffee, and then also take Benadryl, which knocks me the fuck out.
Go back to sleep.
Yeah, but so it's like I'm heavily caffeinated, but also sedated at the same time.
So you have like insane lucid dreams?
I have I have really weird sleeps, but it tends to fuck me up for the whole day. But I don't have a migraine, so that's better than nothing. But it does leave me like this. A little dead.
I do a similar thing. I usually have to take a really hot shower and then just pound as much Excedrin migraine as I can and pass out. And I usually try. It depends. Most of the time, I can like throw up. Like I'll already have like an unsettled, stomach, and if I try to make myself puke, that seems to be. For whatever reason, the quickest way to get rid of it is if I just throw up and then go to sleep. But if I don't throw up, a lot of times it'll like linger longer. I don't know. It's weird.
Do you ever think that maybe it's not a migraine and it's like just bad?
I think I was just pregnant.
Livers and gizzards.
Yeah, or that. It was the gizzards and livers, or I was pregnant. One of the two. I don't know.
Yeah, you were craving a lot of like pickles on pizzas and stuff at the time.
Yeah. Did you guys see what I did earlier today on tweeters? I know you guys try not to, you know, to avoid brain damage. You try not to watch my Twitter videos.
That's correct.
But I may or may not have recently stumbled upon a large quantity of Cinnamon Toast Crunch for reasons I don't need to disclose. And so I was sitting there looking at this mountain of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I'm like, oh, a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch sounds pretty all right, but what am I going to do with all this Cinnamon Toast Crunch? I got to think of like other things that I can do with it, right? So I took an entire bag and smashed it up in a Ziploc bag, and I poured it in a bowl, added some eggs and some milk, mixed that up, and put it in a waffle iron, and I made Cinnamon Toast Crunch waffles. And they turned out pretty okay. They didn't really have like a waffle consistency, but it definitely set up and looked like a waffle. It tasted more like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch bread pudding. It was really interesting, but it was good. I liked it.
Not too bad.
Can we smash some ideas? Because I think I've got like two really good ones here right now.
Let's put it all out there, man.
I want you to do that same thing. Okay. But I want you to make fried chicken with it.
Oh, like just as a coating, like a breading?
Okay. I can see that, actually.
Yeah.
Take those and do French toast with it. Kind of. A weird French toast.
Like
cinnamon toast French toast crunch? Toast?
So maybe just like fine powder crush, and then you still do your like egg wash dip, but then you dip it in your Cinnamon Toast Crunch crumbs. And then you put it in the pan. That could be some fire. That could be some fire right there.
My suggestion is you smash it all up and put it in a thing, and then you just make chicken parmesan, but you bread the chicken with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mm-hmm. Still with like a savory red sauce and cheese.
Still red sauce and mozzarella.
Don't change anything else.
Okay.
So it's like a Goober burger. Like burger stays the same, just peanut butter.
We're gonna get back to that topic of the Goober burger, but hey, how about this? A Cinnamon Toast Crunch Monte Cristo sandwich.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna have to remember me what a Monte Cristo sandwich is.
So it's got it's like ham and cheese, and then some people put like jelly in it, and then they like batter it and deep fry it.
I can't fucking remember. That's been a long time.
It's interesting. I'm down. Sounds good to me. I'll do it.
Yeah, it's ham, turkey, and Swiss slices dipped in an egg milk mixture, fried golden brown. You do that, you just fucking cinnamon toast on the outside of that mug, bro.
Okay. I'm down for all these ideas. I gotta get through a lot of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, so I'm open to all of it. Now with the chicken though, how do we cook that? Do we pan fry it? Do we air fry it? Do we try to bake it?
Deep fry.
You wanna like either pan fry it or deep fry it.
See, I don't, like, every once in a while, I'm talking, like, once every few months, I might pan fry something, but I, like, never deep fry anything. Just because I don't like dealing with a mess. I mean, don't get me wrong, I fucking love deep fried food, obviously, but.
Here's the trick around that, though. This is what I do, is I buy a deep fryer about, like, every 4 months, then I fill it up with fresh oil, and I use it for, like, a week. I use it for a week.
Dude, and they're like, yeah. They're
and then I completely forget.
What are they?
It's like 20
If you're talking
bucks.
About like the little single basket ones, yeah, they're like not expensive at all, yeah. I got to get a Kleenex. My nose is running.
Oh.
I had to throw one away in my entire life. I don't even have one anymore, but I did have to throw one away once.
Disposable fryer is a great idea. It's very green,
have
very
you guys
friendly.
So I went to my in-laws. What the hell? I'm running over everything. I went to my in-laws for Thanksgiving 2 years. Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago now. And he had a brand new toy that I was very skeptical about.
Bad
he
dragon.
Did one. He did two turkeys. One of them spatchcock. Have you guys ever had a spatchcock turkey, first of all?
I don't know.
It's just a turkey that you split the breastbone and you like smash it into a flat piece of meat. It's really, I had no idea what it was, but it was really good. And then the other one he did, a fried turkey, just, you know, your traditional fried turkey, except here's the kicker. He had this brand new toy that he had not tested yet. It was completely unused. It was an infrared turkey fryer. Have you guys seen these? It looks like a regular turkey fryer, but it's infrared.
Okay.
And I was like, no, like, this isn't gonna, you know, surely it's not gonna be as good. It cooked in like a third of the time that a traditional turkey fryer would cook in. You don't have to mess with all the oil, obviously. And I don't know if you guys have ever, like, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to use what, peanut oil? It doesn't really matter what kind of oil you use, to be honest.
But high temperature, high smoke point, if you're doing a turkey, you want to do fucking peanut oil.
Yeah. And because peanut oil is already a bit more expensive and you just need a metric fuck ton of it to cook a turkey, it's not cheap. Like, I don't think people think about that. Like, a jug of peanut oil to fry a turkey is like $40. Like, it's kind of crazy. And then it's like, well, am I going to try to filter this and like use it next year, or am I going to throw it down the, you know what I mean, after I fry one turkey? So, but yeah, it cooked in like a third of the time, didn't have to mess with the oil, obviously, and it tasted just as good as any other fried turkey I've ever had. So I need one.
Are you sure? Are you sure that it was an infrared cooker? Did you have a Geiger counter on hand by any chance?
We weren't cooking in Chernobyl, bro. We were just frying a turkey in Texas.
Well, what it is actually it's a bunch of old TV remotes just taped together. You just slap all the buttons for like 6 hours.
Yeah. We took all the tubes and the gases out of old CRT TVs and made a turkey oven. I saw this video on like TikTok of this lady. It was just like a fail compilation, but she had like a, you remember the big like 32-inch CRTs? How'd you get a Wonder Woman chocolate? Anyways, it was like one of the massive CRTs that took like three adults to move.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, she swung an aluminum bat at it. Just like all like and like swings it at it, and then she's like, the point of the video is haha, the bat bent instead of the TV breaking. And I'm like, you're lucky that TV, like, people don't understand, those things are bombs. And Frank and I found this that's the reason I know those is that Frank and I found that out the hard
those
way
are fuck,
when
those
we
are,
were like,
those are vacuum tubes, like they're under pressure.
I have
we had a smaller one, and we found that out.
I still have a scar from that one. It's just this tiny little baby scar. I think I've had it for like probably 15, 16, 17 years now, I bet.
Yep. It was just like the biggest CRT that I'd seen in forever, and she like didn't have glasses on or anything, and just like as close to it as she possibly could have been, and I was like, "Oh God, this is going to be bad, you know?"
I think you were the one that broke it, but I was standing next to you. Didn't you have a...
Might have been.
Like one of those things that you... like a big metal cotter pin from like the... It was a big round piece of metal that you had in your hand. I remember
what it was that we broke it with. It was in one of those sheds out behind the house.
Speaking of shit ideas... Yes. Do we want to talk at all about...
The Retron.
Is that SG 5G?
It's the Retron squared. It's so that whenever you and I are playing with our analog SQ pocket on the TV, so we can get the same thing kind of for $70.
There we go.
You can play Game Boy and Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance games are in beta. It doesn't suck as much shit as something else that happened today, and that was what, Andrew?
It was the Nintendo Direct. So full disclosure, folks at home, we were talking about doing a sort of play-by-play of the Direct for this episode. You know, go through it as we have done one time previously with like the Mario Nintendo
as we
thing.
Do, you know, every time.
But I wasn't able to watch it live, and I watched it afterwards, and I fast-forwarded through it so I could just see all the hits, and I was like, I can't talk about this stuff for an hour because it's a fucking bummer. It just made me too sad. It felt really underwhelming to me. I don't know. Well, we can still go through it and see if you guys agree with me. So I'm just gonna I have a list of bullet points here. Thank you to Kotaku for compiling this data.
Oh, don't you ever shout out Kotaku.
Why?
I don't know. Fuck them.
I don't know. I got nothing against Kotaku. Anyways. First, number one. Number one with a bullet. New Smash character. Do you guys know who this is or have any guesses?
They're, no.
A, don't know. Two, don't care.
Fair enough.
Just...
It's a character from Xenoblade 2. And that's if that leaves you scratching your head or not knowing what the fuck I'm talking about, then I think you're most of us. It just bummed me out. It's so funny to me that Nintendo has these like fans, these diehard fans that they've had for 30 years at this point, and they seem so intent on punishing them. It's insane. It's like the most fucked up abusive relationship.
Yeah, well, they're really good at shitting on people. It's one thing you have to hand them.
Yeah.
Zero news on the new Zelda game on the Breath of the Wild 2, but we did get news about fucking Skyward Sword, because, yeah, that really fucking makes me happy.
I haven't played it, so whatever. I'll pick it up, give it a shot. I didn't like any of the 3D Zeldas until Breath of the Wild, so I feel ready to go back and reevaluate them with like a different set of eyes. Fall Guys coming to the Switch. All right.
I can play fucking Fall Guys on the toilet now because that game is shit. So,
come now, Mr. Bond. Switch is getting Legend of Mana. That's pretty fucking surprising, actually. It's pretty cool.
I like that.
I have vague memories of playing that on the PS1 and it being pretty cool. Mario Golf.
Now that, if you ask me, looked pretty fucking awesome, and the speed golf with friends sounds amazing. I really had some like golf with your friends vibes from that.
Yeah, it reminded me of 100-foot robot golf. That's kind of how that works too, except I'm sure in this game it won't let you destroy buildings or body block people's shots.
Yeah, probably not.
But also what made me really excited is that it has a proper story mode with like you create a character.
That's what I was gonna say,
and like that's what made all of those fucking games great on like the Game Boy Color and Game Boy Advance, was those really cool story modes. And now they're finally doing another one. Finally.
What if I want the story mode in that to be like just a blatant fucking ripoff of fucking that one thing I was really excited about 30 seconds ago and I forgot. Caddyshack! If there was just the story mode in that was just a complete blatant ripoff of Caddyshack.
That'd be awesome.
Well, like you get caught fucking the owner's daughter or granddaughter, and then that jeopardizes your scholarship. And so, there's also a madman greenskeeper hunting a small rodent.
Still Bill Murray hunting a fucking groundhog. It's still Bill Murray.
I want to see how closely we can map this to existing Nintendo characters. So Danny, your main character, that's got to be who?
Oh, Mario. It's got to be Mario. It has to be Mario.
But it doesn't make any sense right off the bat.
I'm thinking Luigi, just looks-wise. Skinnier. Waluigi.
Sure.
All right, well, Rodney Dangerfield is obviously Wario.
Perhaps. Yeah, I'll let that slide. That's okay.
So which princess is what's her face? Like Rosalina or some shit?
Princess Peach is going to be the Scottish girl he is his girlfriend towards the beginning. I can't remember. Mm-hmm.
And then, that makes more sense.
Yeah, and then his actual girlfriend. The princess who is the club owner's like niece or whatever is got to be Rosalina then, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Solid game. So who's Bowser?
Waluigi is Chevy Chase and also Bill Murray. Double cast.
I like
okay.
it.
Okay.
Bowser is...
I like it a lot.
Oh, no. Bowser is going to be the other caddy. The caddy that he has a rivalry with.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, yeah.
Nunzio. Okay. I can't remember his name.
Noonan.
Miss it, Noonan, miss. Anyways, Mario Golf, one of the bright spots of this hour-long...
Excited for that.
...hour-long disappointment ceremony.
I'm going to pre-order it. It's fucking $60, though, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Suckers. Capcom Arcade Stadium, big snore. Stubbs the Zombie. That's...
I never played that, but I'm interested in checking it out.
I wanted to play that shit back on the original Xbox, and I never did, so I'm happy to finally have a chance.
Dude, I still haven't had time to... Do I have them in here? No, they're in a different drawer. I bought both of the, that other Alien game that just got remastered.
Destroy All Humans 1 and 2?
Yeah.
I bought both of those on OG whatever and was gonna fucking let's play it, and then they remastered it, and I haven't had time to touch either or, so.
You could do it on this, Dad.
He doesn't have those.
Why?
Because it's on. They're both on the both on PS5. I've got them both.
I already own it on Xbox. Slow.
No More Heroes 3 finally has a release date coming on August. Knockout City looks like a big online dodgeball hot potato game.
I've seen a couple people that I follow post clips of that, and it looks pretty interesting. But you know what it immediately reminded me of is Rocket Arena. I had so much fun with Rocket Arena. They're both EA games. I want to point that out. I don't know if they, like, maybe they took some of the IP or something and kind of shifted it, and this is their new. I didn't watch too much of it, but Rocket Arena was fun as dick. Like, loved it. That was one of my more fun things that I've just kind of randomly had land in my lap lately, and it just went fucking nowhere. By the time I was like, hey, guys, we should play Rocket Arena. Dead.
Yeah, you know why? Because if you get on Rocket Arena right now on any platform, there's been 12 people who played it the last month.
Yeah, it just...
Exactly, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Just failed.
I think that's a game that failed themselves by not coming out with a free-to-play model. I think that's the only way that that could have existed, because it was such a niche, you know, it was... smaller servers, you know, it wasn't like it was a bigger... I mean, you know, all the maps were relatively small. I don't remember if it was 3 or 4 before, but...
Yeah, I just...
It feels like a game that should have been a free-to-play.
I don't feel like the market can support that many, like, team-based games like that. I feel like it's really pretty small, the number of those that you can have going at the same time. And, like, I think Overwatch kind of eats that cake... For the moment,
right?
Speaking of,
there was nothing good of this.
Yeah, what are you looking at the stuff that would happen in the direct?
This is like the third time I've scanned through it. Nothing like the mana game and maybe the golf game were like the really the only things that were
It's pretty rough. Like, yeah, I'm just skipping through a bunch of stuff. It looks like there's some big crazy new tactics RPG that's coming out that normally I love that shit. I love tactics games, but I was watching this and I was like, wow, this looks fucking boring.
Well, you know what? What's really interesting in this article about all the things from Nintendo Direct, the most interesting thing is a Genshin Impact fucking advertisement.
I get more excited just not playing my Switch for 2 to 3 months and then turning it on and booting up the Super Nintendo or the NES,
seeing what came out,
apps, and seeing all the new games that I'm like, yay! And then you watch Nintendo Direct and you're just like, what? This? I don't give a fuck about any of this.
Hey, we're getting Star Wars Hunters, though, a multiplayer shooter coming later this year.
What'd they do? Show like a title and that's it?
Basically. Yeah, it was like just a short teaser where they show, you see some like lasers through smoke, and that's kind of it. In like Jabba's palace.
That's weird. What is it going to be like? I feel like it's going to be like a overhead, like, you know, arcade op type shooter. I don't know. Like, why would you debut, if it was a big Star Wars shooter, why would you debut it on the Switch?
I don't know. Part of me thinks that it's going to be sort of like a team-based Battlefront kind of deal, but like a hero version of Battlefront. But I don't know. I have nothing to base this on. This is just, I don't know what kind of makes sense to me.
Right.
I'm okay. One of the other bright spots for me is they are re-releasing the 3D Ninja Gaiden games. Ninja Gaiden Sigma, which was like the definitive version of the first one, and then Sigma 2, and then the third one. I can't even remember the name of. I didn't play past the first one. I didn't even finish the first one because it's fucking so hard. But I'm excited to play those again. I was hoping that that would mean, like, Ryu Hayabusa was going to come to Smash, but whatever. Hyrule Warriors DLC? Nobody cares. Skyward Sword HD, which we mentioned already. And the big one, the real bon mot, Splatoon 3. Guys, we're getting another Splatoon. You can stop holding your breath.
I haven't played the first two.
You can relax. You can unclench your bottoms.
I've heard that they're decent, though.
They are good. So, they're good games.
I found a game, though, today that I shared with you guys earlier that I'm really excited about.
What? Oh, yeah. Kiwi.
I didn't find it. He found it.
I don't even remember. It doesn't matter. I was in a migraine haze. You could have lied to me.
It's, that looks fun. I don't know what it is, man. I like kiwis.
It looks adorable.
It's like it's Overcooked with birds and a mailroom.
Yes. Nice. Good. All right.
That's basically it. And that's all you need to get me get my ass in a seat, man. It's coming to PS4 as well, so I'm gonna get it.
The one thing, I was getting frustrated just watching the trailer, though. I was like, okay, this looks like fun. And then they started being like, and there's environmental, or what do they call it, seasonal obstacles or some shit.
Yeah.
And there was just, like, a thunderstorm, and he was getting electrocuted while he was trying to hit switches and shit. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm already pissed off just watching this.
It's going to be so much fun. It's adorable. It reminds me of, like, good co-op games. Does anybody remember? No. Never mind. I'm not even going to finish that
sentence. What game?
The Adventures of Cookie and Cream.
No.
Yeah. See?
Oh, this is hilarious.
It was all a two-player... It was a co-op game where you played... There were two rabbits. There was one on each side of the screen. They each had their own sort of little level they had to go through. And one joystick on your controller controlled one of them, and the other one controlled the other one.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
shit. And they had to, like, open up paths for each other so you could sort of climb the levels like that. It was really cool.
While we're on this, basically, this whole episode has been a riff on my segment from last week called... Unnewsworthy news, but it was just basically we just talked about Nintendo Direct right now. But I have some unnewsworthy news to talk about before we find something better to talk about this bummer that we're doing. That PS5 scalpers are mad that people are treating them unfairly and calling them assholes. We're excluding you from this, Hova, but all the other ones, they can fuck themselves.
Why are they surprised?
Oh, I did a bad thing, and people... Yeah, what? PC gamers spent $4.5 billion last year on computers and hardware. $4.5 billion on computers and hardware. That's... Now, get this. Those are 2020 numbers. That's... In 2020, we spent 62% more... on gaming rigs than we did in 2019. 62% more than the previous year. It would have been a lot cooler if it was 69%, but whatever.
We got to live with reality.
Wait, so you're saying just gamers as a whole spent 4. Whatever billion in 2020?
It was specifically on PC hardware.
Okay.
Specifically
PC. Okay, I thought you were talking about like the company PC Gamer. I was so confused. I was like, what the fuck? How many employees do they even have? Like, what's going on?
I was like, that sounds fucking impossible.
That makes more sense now. Yeah.
They all have all their chairs are made out of 3090s.
Building furniture over there.
People that play video games on PCs, specifically PCs, spent...
Okay. Right.
I understand now.
Gotcha.
Okay. When 2019, it was 62%, and 2020, or they... Whatever. You know the math. I've got one last one.
Okay.
Amazon's New World MMO is going to come out later this year. And nobody fucking cares because Crucible was dog shit. And I don't want Beth Jozos all up in everything.
Nobody cares. That's going to fail too in a month.
You can, but No Man's Sky added added Ark.
Animal slavery? Fucking No Man's Sky added animal slavery.
Thank you for reminding me. Thank you for reminding me of that because I need to reinstall it.
Do you think, Ark or No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky, I don't give a fuck about Ark. I want to play Space Pokemon, though, with randomly generated Pokemons. That's what this is. Give to me.
Fair enough.
Give to me. The problem with Pokemon is that there aren't enough.
Shut up. Fuck, I hate you.
Trubbish and Garbodor.
Fucking.
Hey, man. Don't yuck my yums.
My new favorite new gen Pokemon is Sharpedo. I don't know if I've explained my love to you guys.
No, I didn't know that.
Simply because it's a shark and a torpedo.
Yeah.
Sharpedo.
It's basically the same reason.
What's not to love?
It's basically the same reason I love Nosepass. Because he's a giant nose basically slapped on an Easter Island head.
There you go.
Too dumb to fail.
What's not to like?
I also saw that coming next month in March, they're going to be opening up a Pokemon Unite beta for people in Canada or people who live anywhere else that have VPNs.
What is Pokemon Unite?
Pokemon Unite was a game that they revealed last year, I think, that is essentially a Pokemon MOBA. So, it's like League of Legends, but with Pokemon, and like you start out with the least evolved form of your Pokemon, and then as the match progresses, you grow, you know, Squirtle turns into Wartortle, and then into Blastoise. And of course,
that might be worth checking out.
Of course, it's got like costumes and shit in it, too, that you can spend microtransactions on. But
great.
Right.
I think it'll be fun. I like playing those guys' games, but the problem is I have a hard time sticking with one. But this one's got Slowpoke in it, so you know I'm there.
I think one of my biggest turnoffs, I guess, in traditional Pokemon games is like the turn-based fighting element, which is what makes Pokemon Pokemon, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed Quest, and I know everybody else shits on that game. So anything like outside of that, you know, quote-unquote normal Pokemon experience, I'm excited to give a shot.
Quest is like an idle game, though.
No, because you have three Pokemon in your deck, hand, whatever you want to call it, and each one has multiple attacks, and they're all on different cooldowns, and you can't just, like, I mean, like, you could, if your shit's high enough level, and you're going into the right arena or whatever, that all your shit is just, like, OP and gonna take it no matter what, yeah, you can just basically idle play it, but not really. Like, when you're progressing through the levels and you're, like, I remember getting to the Nidoking, Nidoqueen level when they were the boss fight, and that shit was fucking hard as dick starting out. And then that ended up being, like, the level I would always go back and farm once I passed it, but I wouldn't say it's, like, passive.
You can't control the Pokemon, and there is literally a button at the top of the screen that says autoplay that will use your skills for you.
Right, but there's a lot of combos and shit. Once you get your three Pokemon figured out, there was a lot of combo moves that you would want to, like, hit this move first and then, like, draw them in and use an area effect on, like, another, you know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of you could hit auto, but you would not progress through, like, you can't just beat the game by hitting the fucking auto button. I'll tell you that much.
I don't believe
unless you play it for way too fucking long and level up all your shit to where it's OP and it doesn't matter.
Is he done talking about Pokemon Quest yet?
Yeah, he's done now.
You haven't even played it, Frank. Oh, okay. Shut the fuck up.
Sorry, let me get my headphones back in.
Quit criticizing you.
Did you play Pokken Tournament?
Pokken?
Yeah.
Pokken Tournament GX.
No. Pokken Tournament was made by the people at Namco who make the Tekken games, and it's a Pokemon fighting game.
But I don't like fighting games.
Okay.
Don't roll your eyes at me.
I rolled my eyes at you because you were like, I like everything about Pokemon except for the way you fight. And I'm like, here's another way you can fight. And you're like, I don't like but that way either.
He likes...
Listen,
he likes Pokemon Go to get his steps in, and he likes Pokemon cards and Pokemon Quest. He's the penultimate Pokemon fan.
And I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that third person Pokemon shooter to come out, and then I am fucking in, bro.
What do you think happens to coughings and wheezings whenever you shoot them? Do they blow up? Or they do they blow up?
Fucking hope so.
Do they blow up, or do they pop like a balloon and fly around?
No, they blow up because they have self detonate moves, don't they? They get like a self destruct.
But what if it's in real life? It's actually just like a balloon popping.
I don't feel like that would do any damage to Pokemon. So like, why would it be so effective in Pokemon games and so shitty in real life?
Maybe it's non canon in the video games. Maybe it really isn't that big of an attack.
The games aren't canon.
Back to Pokemon Quest, you can also get shiny Pokemon, and there's like power stones and shit. Dude, good fucking... Fuck you guys, dude. Fuck you guys. Play Pokemon Quest. That's all I'm saying.
I'd rather play Mystery Dungeon. Mystery Dungeon games are better than Quest. Oh, you don't know those either?
I haven't tried that one yet. I saw it because I think it's another free one on the Switch, isn't it?
No. No, the Mystery Dungeon games are like classic roguelikes. So like you...
Maybe there was a demo.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. There's been a bunch of them, though.
Yeah.
Wait, so did you say that they have these in Pokemon Quest?
God, I wish.
No.
Power Stone?
They don't, because Pokemon Quest is garbage for garbage people.
How dare you put Power Stone in front of me? He's so mad.
That was a good game.
I have Power Stone 1 and 2 on the PSP.
I had this on the Dreamcast. I think I still have a legitimate copy or a backup of my Scratch CD.
You scratched my CD.
I spent so much time playing Power Stone as a kid. Man, that was I preferred that to Smash. That was my party game of choice.
I got something. We're going to go way back in the Wayback Machines.
It's herpes!
Okay.
All right, what racetrack on any racing game is like the most comfy racetrack, like for you, it's just a good one. So like for example, like Moo Moo Farm or whatever on Mario Kart 64. I like that. That's just a comfy racetrack.
Sure.
Well, there's a really like cop out one on Double Dash. Well, it was the really tiny. It's just one little
baby,
oval.
Baby park?
Basically, yeah. Is it baby park?
Yeah, you have to do like seven laps on it.
Literally power slide. Yeah, you could just power slide the whole fucking thing, but it's so fun.
Yeah, that one's pretty fun.
I'm a fan of all the Bowser maps on pretty much any of the Mario Karts, even though they're not exactly like easy or anything, you know? Yeah. Like the thwomps always piss me off on SNES. Yeah.
I like the F-Zero course that's in Mario Kart 9.
Man, those motherfuckers need to bring back F-Zero. Dude. Assholes.
I had a direct today. It's too soon. I didn't
I'm
hear...
trying to think.
I just want to hear a Nintendo employee say the word Metroid. All I want.
Like...
is never happening.
Metroid would be canceled forever.
Even if that was what they said, fine. Because at least then I have closure.
What if they're like, Samus has fucking cerebral palsy now?
I'm like, fine. That's great. I'm happy that there's more disabled representation in games.
Isn't Moo Moo Farm the one with the fucking cows on it that you can hit?
And the groundhogs that pop up and down or whatever?
Yeah, fuck that map.
It's comfy. It reminds me of chicken noodle soup and grilled cheese in my childhood.
It's something. Did you guys ever play any of the like balloon battle?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yes. That was
I really liked the super simple one that was just a square with like walls that it was just smaller squares, but there was a drive-through on each Yeah. Four sides of the square.
The one on the N64. I remember that. You could climb up the squares too, I think.
Yeah.
It was an SNES. I don't know. They might have had a similar one.
Oh,
I
think they had the N64 one.
64 one was pretty close to the Super NES one.
I always thought Balloon Battle was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was. There was a... Did you play the Cops and Robbers mode in the most recent Mario Kart at all?
I don't think so.
It was actually pretty fun,
like
too.
Like 8 Deluxe or whatever?
Yeah. It was like...
I don't remember that at all.
One team had piranha plants on the front of them, and if you got bit by a piranha plant, that was like getting caught, and you got sent to a jail cell. And then one of your teammates could drive over a button that was under the jail cell that would let everybody out.
Was this available at launch? I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I think so.
What? Because I played a lot of that shit. Like, when it first came out, I streamed, like, a dumbass amount. I streamed, like, 200 hours of that game or some shit. Because I got all the gold parts unlocked and everything. I did everything in the game other than... I was going to, like, 100% the game. And then I realized, for whatever reason, the ghost times or whatever on that game were like the hardest shit ever. Cause I remember doing the ghost times on like the SNES version and maybe even like 64 and something else. And they weren't bad. You know, like they might take you a few tries, but you could beat them and then progress and keep beating them and stuff. And I played the first fucking lap on the first track of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Ghost Time. And I was like, fuck this shit. I'm done. I'm out. I'm happy with all the other gold parts and I just won't get this one.
I think I made it through all of them except for... I don't think I finished the 200cc ghosts because I hate 200cc. It's not fun. It's not fun for me.
What was it in Deluxe? You had to do 50, 100, 150, and then it unlocked 200, and then all the maps... And then you could do all the maps backwards, right?
Well, they did mirror... They had mirror mode, which is not the same. It's the same map. It's okay. Just a left turn becomes a right turn.
I just remember I gold starred or whatever the fuck you had to do on like all of that shit. I did everything in the game except for the ghost mode.
Yeah.
It was a fun one. Man, I don't understand. Like, I want to know how many Nintendo Directs we're going to have to watch before we see Mario Kart. And I know that that last one doesn't count. Fuck that shit. That's got to be I hope to fuck that is the lowest selling Mario Kart in the history of Mario Kart.
Well, it
because,
was free,
like,
so.
I kind of appreciate... Well, the game was, yeah, but then you had to buy $150 carts. What was the... Was it 50 apiece or 100 apiece?
Oh, you're talking about Home Circuit. I was talking about the mobile phone game.
Well, yeah, both of them can suck my asshole, basically.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
I'm still surprised that you don't have a Home Circuit cart.
I was actually in Walmart not too long ago, and they had a Mario and a Luigi, and I was like, should I get it?
Yeah, but I just treat yourself, Daddy. Treat yourself.
Think of I don't know. Kids. I just think it's... Well, it would be fun the one time... So here... Okay. I thought of my kids. Okay? You guys remember... You guys remember the tracks with the...
Squeeze gun?
It had like a little... Yeah, it had like a little pin that would go in the thing, yeah, and then there was two electric thing, and it had the little metal brushes on the bottom, whatever those were called back in the day.
Slot cars.
I was at like, there you go, slot cars. Sorry, I didn't hear you say that. I was at Hobby Lobby a couple years ago, randomly, and Hobby Lobby had Mario Kart slot car set, like $80, fucking huge, and I was like, yeah, and I bought that shit for my kids. We hooked it up once, played the fuck out of it for like an hour. But those things are so, like, big, and then you have to take every fucking piece apart, find a place to store it, and then, you know, if you half of it breaks if you don't store it right and all that shit. It's just a pain in the fucking ass. So. Okay.
But here's the thing, though, is with the Mario Home Circuit, you don't have to set up the track. It's not all these little pieces and stuff. You just buy it and you just have your kids play it.
The course is your imagination.
Oh. Yeah, but... Okay, so you have to buy the physical fucking stupid cart with the camera on it to be able to download the game. But yes. Then there's actual tracks to play, like that don't have anything to do with the camera on the cart?
No.
I don't think...
Then fuck it! I don't want it! That sounds like horse shit! Fuck that game! Fuck it and its tight little asshole! Fuck you, Nintendo! Give me a real Mario Kart!
All right, so I'm going to switch to a much less aggressive topic.
What about Reddit?
This is the random Reddit of the week. Random subreddit of the week. Oh, yeah.
New segment.
The discontent in your eyes is just amazing. All right.
Yeah,
so I stumbled upon this one. It's called God Tier Superpowers. And I'm going to give you guys a choice of three. And you guys got to pick.
Yes.
Pick which one is the God Tier Superpower. Okay. Your nose is never clogged, even when you're sick. You have no congestion ever. None of that. Ooh. All right? That sounds
for
like
a man with allergies. That's tempting.
Okay. All right. I was thinking of you when I picked that one.
I bet.
Okay. You can scratch your balls in public without ever being noticed.
Okay.
No.
Just do it anyways.
You guys have never
I should say, I just don't think that I really care.
But as, if you as, bad as case level, of crabs.
As level 30-ish adult men, we have all figured out how to scratch our balls in public clandestinely.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. We'll delete, right? That's the thing.
All right, we'll delete that one, all right? So we still have the nose, as always. The nose is always good, okay. All right? You can remember every password ever. Right?
That's not bad.
I will take that.
Okay, now,
you don't even have to read the others.
All right, no, not,
if there is
no,
anymore.
No, the next one. Anything that you put googly eyes on becomes sentient. Which one do you go with out of those three? Which one? Which do you pick? The nose, the passwords, or the fucking googly eyes? Huh?
I mean, googly eyes sounds scary.
That's like there's so many problems. Like there's so many philosophical issues with that one that I can't go down that path.
What do you mean?
Well, what happens if you put? Happens if you put googly eyes on, like, a person?
What if you put googly eyes on a real doll? Does it become a person?
If I put googly eyes on my Oculus, does it moan every time I put it on?
God, I hope so.
If I put googly eyes on my headphones, am I responsible for feeding them? Like, do they... If they become sentient, can they then starve? Do they need fuel to operate their bodies?
Is it ethical to euthanize them whenever you're done with them?
Exactly.
Yes. I can answer that one.
If right to repair doesn't pass, am I going to have to execute them?
Which one do you guys... which one do you pick, Andrew? Which one do you pick?
I'm going to pick nose clog.
Okay.
Never nose clog.
You too, Hova.
I'm picking passwords. Because as a man with many passwords...
It makes sense for you. Agreed.
Yeah, yeah. I think I would definitely go with that.
I'm fucking team googly eyes. Fuck you guys. I'm having fun.
It's unethical.
People for the ethical treatment of googly-eyed sentient objects. That's a PEGES. Pegs.
So those googly eyes have adhesive backs. What PF. If you just put two on each other and you have this horrific, like, googly eyed unicycle?
That is just like a drone.
Doomed to exist.
Fuck.
No thanks.
You just watched the new Toy Story, didn't you? That's why you put that in there.
If I slap googly eyes on the sidewalk, how much of the city comes to life?
Ooh, just that segment, because it's like chunks.
Okay, if I put one googly eye on my block and then another one on the next block, does that mean that...
I think size matters in this equation.
Okay.
Like, you can't just... It has to, like, kind of scale with the object. You know what I mean?
Okay, I respect that. If I get 10-foot-wide googly eyes, though, the point...
Then yes.
Okay.
If you get the kaiju-sized googly eyes...
Yeah.
All right. Oh man, that's what I would love to do. I would get some big googly eyes. And I would go to the Toho building in Japan where they have
just put them on the Empire State.
They have Godzilla, that statue of Godzilla on top where he's like peeking over the building. Slap him on there. We Gucci. We're gonna have some fun.
It's so creepy because you're wearing a Godzilla shirt right now. I bet when you go down to the bodega, you wear your Godzilla face mask and then you sleep with your Godzilla Words pillow day. At night.
No, the Godzilla pillow's on my couch.
Bodega. Nice.
But I was, as we were getting started, I was trying to mount this pin to my microphone, which is off-brand Godzilla.
It's It's pretty sick still, though.
It's pretty cool. It's still a good pin.
Any other new segments for us, Frank?
No, that's all I thought of today.
Dude, I really want to do like a taste test challenge or something. I don't know, like where we set up like a blind taste test or something and we all three do it remotely. Nope. I'm talking simple, like Coke versus Pepsi and shit like that. But, you know, something hopefully a little more exciting than that. I don't know. I want to do some stuff like that.
One of the issues, though, is that you guys live in the Midwest, which is like a test market for weird shit.
Everything.
Yeah. And that's a little tougher for me. Like, I can get some weird stuff here, but not the same things.
Are you saying that you didn't get the poutine flavored Lay's chips that were out last week?
I don't believe I saw those. No.
That sounds fantastic.
But I go to a bougie grocery store that doesn't have Lay's potato chips.
Oh, so they didn't have the Cinnamon Toast Crunch
waffle mix?
Waffle?
No, they have like Earth Hearth Cinnamon Kisses or some shit.
Oh, no. We could find something, though. We could find stuff online and then just ship it to all of us.
That's true. That's a good point. So you all going to get some... let's get some Crystal Pepsi.
Let's get some Crystal Meth.
Crystal Methsy.
There we go.
That's how Pepsi Man came to life.
Didn't they just relaunch Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah, they did. I did have a bottle, actually.
Was it okay?
It tasted like Pepsi, but it just didn't look like Pepsi.
When's the last time you had a Surge?
They changed it, man. They changed that shit. Fuck
them. It's been a long time. It's been a while. Not as long as one might expect, but at least a few years.
The only place I ever see it is at the Dollar Tree. It's the only place. They got big-ass 16-ounce cans of Surge.
So this is ridiculous. There are a few things that have like really ruined civilization, like the burning down of the library at Alexandria or whenever Notre Dame caught fire. Like, fucking, they lost the goddamn Surge recipe, man. And it's fucking, it's not what it was. And I know what it was.
We got rid of Fruitopia also.
And Orbeez, Fruitopia was the shit, except it would leave you with cotton mouth sometimes. Do you remember that flavor?
You just drink another one.
Fair enough. Wasn't Surge like the highest caffeine soda at the time? Isn't that the whole...
I think that was like what people thought it was. I don't know if it actually was.
But maybe it wasn't.
Because Jolt Cola must have existed then still.
Oh, yeah. I remember when Jolt Cola was huge. Oh. I would have to go to KC to find it. And then I would, like, half the time it would be sold out.
Yeah.
And whenever I did find it, I would, like, load up as much as I could.
This stuff was hard to find. And in high school, we just, all we wanted was anything with caffeine in it.
Right. It's like whenever I... How the fuck did I just unplug my headphones?
You bought that case of cocaine.
High school was whenever I found out that you could buy Jet Alert. I think I have a bottle of it somewhere.
I like this. I enjoy this. Nice. I enjoy this. This is probably my favorite. This is maybe my favorite
RC cola. Fucking cola, baby.
I got nothing. There's nothing wrong with Royal Crown.
Oh, fuck yeah, buddy.
Jet Alert. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I remember... I found this shit in high school, and I think I gave it to you guys, too. Each capsule is 200 milligrams of caffeine.
It's like four cups of coffee.
This thing, I bought this in 2018, and it's probably full, because I'm, like, old now, and I'm too scared to take 200 milligrams of caffeine.
You're afraid your ticker might go out like old Rush.
Yeah, you're going to fucking explode.
Along with this fucking... single Vicodin that I've got in here with the date filled October 29th, 2013.
Still good.
I just give it a sniff. I'm going to catch a high here. I'm saving that for a rainy day, you know? Frank, I know you could eat seven of them and be fine. Just say it. It's fine.
Unkillable.
Well, have you guys been playing anything new? Anything new?
I was actually just going to say, do we talk about Valheim yet, or do we save that?
I was going to have you... What is that? How do you spell that? So I can Google it?
V-A-L-H-E-I-M?
V-A-L-H-E-I-M, yeah.
Stop. Joey, he talked over you.
Stop. H-E-I-M. We're going to play Valheim tonight, and it's going to be fucking sick, dude.
Yeah.
We're going to be out here just fucking busting Viking nuts. I heard that digging is a lot of fun, but it's basically based on where... Like, if you start digging on a lower part of the terrain of the map, you can only dig to what, like, the set bottom is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. We all play Minecraft.
So, yeah, but more extreme than that. And apparently digging can also cause a lot of server lag.
I don't know. I haven't fucked around with that at all. I did.
We gonna fuck tonight.
Yeah, we're about to play Valheim. We were talking about maybe even setting up a private server, so that might be might be fun.
So there was a patch today.
Maybe we can invite the patrons or something.
Yeah. There was a patch today. Did you hear about the patch today, though?
I downloaded it, and the notes in game just said like one. Like,
shit.
It had like one line.
So there was.
Hope it wasn't big.
It's small. So you know, like other games of this ilk, whenever you die, it leaves a tombstone, and then you can go get your shit that you had on you whenever you died. Yeah. Well, I guess that a bunch of players were reporting that the tombstones would just like disappear or not be there. So I guess they fixed that. So you just lose everything.
Rip.
Good.
Yeah, that's not fun.
But like, I don't to explain this to people why I'm actually interested in it, because I don't go for these games. I don't really care about survival games or like base building games. These are things that I actively dislike. Like, I do not derive pleasure from them. But the overarching story of this one is that Odin has commanded Valkyries to pluck warriors from Earth who have died on battlefields. And instead of taking them to Valhalla, Odin says, I want you to send them to Valheim, which is a realm that he has kept hidden from the other gods, and it's where he has kept all of his enemies. And he drops you there, and he's like, hey, you're going to have to like live a life here, but also I need you to kill all the enemies that I left here. So
it's kind of like fucked up Viking purgatory.
Yeah, basically. And then after you are successful, then the Valkyries will come back and take you to Valhalla. That's the idea.
Huh.
So there, okay. I like that there's a like an actual goal to it. Like there are going to be boss fights and shit. I'm into that. That was always missing for me in all those other games. It's just the feeling of purpose.
Have you ever seen Forest?
I have not. No.
The forest? The forest?
I'm aware forest. Of it. I don't know anything specific about it.
A lot great of, game, because it also has a story. It's you start off being the survivor of a crash-landed plane, and there is a story, puzzle, boss fight, the whole thing. It's fucking good. I've already played through it all myself. But it's a really, really, really fun one. And apparently they're working on a second one right now, from what I hear. Because I did a Let's Play of it that was like one of the more popular things that I've done recently. And I get people come that will hit me up on various forms of social media. Like, are you going to play the second Forest? So apparently that's coming. But yeah, I think you would really like the Forest. It's fucking good.
I might actually.
It's really good.
One other thing.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say one other thing that's notable about Valheim is that it's only been out for 2 weeks, and it's already sold 2 million copies. And it's an early access. It's a really small game. It's $20. It's less than a gig to download. But I don't know. Props to these guys.
It feels to me like after a hardcore night of drinking, and debauchery. They all like Minecraft and a PlayStation 1 ended up at God of War's house, and
I've heard a lot of Rust comparisons.
They ended up having a baby.
I never played Rust, so I can't.
I don't think I did either, but I've heard a lot of people say it's very similar.
well, we gotta build our server, get some famous peoples in there.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Have a Rust rivalry going on.
We're gonna take over.
That's right. You'll hear about the gravy squad.
So I haven't been necessarily playing anything new, but I've been watching something that maybe at least Frank will appreciate. From back in the day, a little show got rebooted that was formerly hosted by a professional wrestler that was a show about battling robots.
BattleBots.
So they rebooted BattleBots a few years ago.
There's honestly a part of you that thinks that I wouldn't like BattleBots.
I didn't know for sure. I knew Frank would like I used to watch the dick out of Junkyard Wars and BattleBots, and I know Frank watched that shit too, but I didn't know for sure if you did.
I thought you knew me better than that. I thought you knew that I would know. I thought that you would at least know me well enough to know that I would be excited to watch robots hit each other.
Well, that, yeah, is a given.
Hey, Buzz.
Have you guys seen the reboot?
Buzzsaw was a shitty one.
Dude, the reboot is pretty fucking good. I knew it was out, but I hadn't given it a chance, mostly because I didn't have cable television. But I just broke down and got YouTube TV a couple months ago, mostly for live sports. And there's like the first, I think there's like 5 seasons already. The first 3 seasons are available on YouTube TV streaming. And it's like, we watch it with the kids and they get into it. I was actually betting my oldest. We were betting $1, like, because I would pick a robot and he'd be like, no, the other one's going to win. And I'm like, all right, I'll bet you. And he's like, okay, because he had just gotten his piggy bank out that day. I was like, I'll bet you $1. And so like, I won a match, and then he won a match, and then at one point he was like $2 up, and then I won it all back, and he's like, "We're not betting anymore." And I was like, "Well, you know," I tried to teach him. I was like, "That's why you don't bet your money. If you don't want to lose it, you don't bet." You know?
So after you were done teaching your son how to gamble, did you like pour the rest of the 40 out and make him throw away all of his cigarettes too? You fucking degenerate!
Made him smoke a whole pack so he knows better.
Well, listen, I mean after. It was a long night of me teaching him how to make Long Island iced teas. So once we got done with that, I figured, you know, no, I put all the money back in this piggy bank. I wasn't going to keep his fucking money, but it's been really fun to watch with the kids. They're loving it. And so are Katie and I. It's a good show, man. But they need to reboot Junkyard Wars next.
Who?
And for those of you that have never watched Junkyard Wars, fuck you. Stop listening to our podcast.
Who used to host the original? I don't remember. You mentioned a professional wrestler, but I don't remember who did.
Mankind. Fucking
Mick Foley?
Yeah, Mick Foley.
Mick Foley, yeah.
I don't think that was... All right, so hold on. Was that the original one?
Had to have been. I remember Mick Foley being... He might not have been... Because BattleBots went on for quite a while, didn't it?
Okay. Well, no, that's just weird because I didn't... Whenever I think of him, I always think of Dude Love and not Mankind. So... Or Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack, okay. But Dude Love, come on.
Dude, he did the knee thing.
And also, one of the... I got to work with one of the new hosts. You guys remember Evolve? The four player versus... Monster.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking cool. Like at the time, that was a fairly like original concept. And I remember being at E3 and I didn't have any connections with them at the time, but we basically just kind of walked over to the booth and, you know, it sounds so fucking lame, but you basically just say, oh yeah, I'm a YouTuber, here's my channel, and you show them and they're like, oh yeah, we'll skip you to the head of the fucking line, and you cut all these fucking people that have been waiting for 4 hours, right? Mm-hmm. And we're playing the game, and next thing you know, they're like, hey, we're gonna do a tournament, do you guys want to be a part of a tournament where we're like broadcast it live on E3 4? I'm like, sure, whatever. Next thing I know, I'm sitting next to Jessica Chobot and she's on my team and we're fucking broadcasting this tournament. We made it to the finals. It was fucking really cool and all that shit. But yeah, Jessica Chobot's one of the BattleBots announcers.
Wait, so Jessica Chobot played in a Pokemon Quest tournament with you?
No, she gave me a Blumpkin backstage after we played Mystery Dungeon.
That's libel. What's the libel where you say it? Slander. That's slander. Thank you to Javelin for letting us use your song, Soda Popinski. Thanks for not being litigious.
Soda Popinski.
He's Tyler Edwards for the use of your art, buddy.
I thought we had like a fucking, like some fucking journey for our sound, for our audio.
What are you talking about?
No? Some journey? Or some like fucking Carry On a Wayward Son or something? Who's Soda Popinski? When I see disappointment
Journey,
in Andrew's
Journey
face,
didn't even do Carry On My
so
Wayward
sad.
Son, you dick.
I'm so,
I know! I didn't say they did, you fuckstick!
I'm so sad that I have broadcast on, so it filtered out that deep sigh. Who wants to put the...
Did you guys know that one of the judges on Ink Master was the guitarist for fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers?
John Frusciante or the other one?
The other one.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
Wow. Been watching a lot of Ink Masters lately, and I didn't know that's who that was.
Oh, yeah, because you have to get that tattoo, because you lost that bet.
I have a barcode on my penis, and if you scan it, it'll actually take you to my new website, HobbyCentralCards.com.
The word of the week is product placement.